We saw last week that the oitzer of Torah is Yirah Shomayim. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Omer Eish Lokish, Baidich Siv, Ahoye, Emuna Sitecha, Choysen, Yeshuas Chochmas, Vadoas, Emuna Seydus Roim, Itecha, Seydus Moyed, Choysen, the Seder Noshim, Yeshua is the Seder Nezikin, Chochma is the Seder Kodshim, Daz the Seder Tarois, Kol HaTorah Kule, Filo Hochi, the Hemshech of the Apostle, Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzoroi. The Gemara brings a Moshel, Moshel Odom, Shom Leshlucho Helali, Kur Chitin Laliyah, bring up a Kur of wheat into my store, into my upper chamber, holach vehel aloi, omalo yirafta li bain kav chumtin, did you mix in with it the preservative? Omale lav, omale mutav im loy aleisa. It's better you wouldn't have brought me all that chitin, it's just going to turn and rot, I'm just going to have a kur of worms. Is yiras shomayim, is the kav chumtin, is the preservative of Torah. Yiras Hashem is the oitza of Torah. We saw Rechayim is the marshal, the father gives out tvua to his kids, but only as much as they have an oitza to keep the tvua. If they don't have an oitza, there's not anywhere to put the tvua, he's not going to give. Well, the Gemara goes vaita here. Omer Rabba Barahuna. Kol Adam sheyesh ba Torah ve'ein ba yiras shamayim doim al gizbar shemosu lo mafteichos hapnimiyos umafteichos hachitzonos lo mosu lo. Person who has Torah, he doesn't have yiras shamayim, is doim to a treasurer who has the inner keys. There's two sets of doors to the treasure house. And he has the inner keys, but he doesn't have the outer keys. That if he doesn't have the outer keys, he can't get to the second level, the second door. He can't unlock the second door, so he can't get into the treasure house. So Rashi, Yiras Shomayim Doime Lipsochim Chitzonim, Shederich Lohem Nichnosim Lipnimim. Kach im yore shamayim, who nase chored lishma velesos. If he has yore shamayim, then he has the outer keys, and that's how you get to the inner level. If he has yore shamayim, he's going to be careful lishma velesos vim lav in the chosh leterosay. Behai ayil. How's he going to get in? Be'ezer Pesach nichnas liftoch is ha'pnimim. Vaistois. Torah is the pnimi. And Yiras Shamayim is the chitzoini. And that's what we also saw last week. Kol mi shekodem lo yiras chetoi lechochmosei. Chochmosei miskayemes. Im chochmosei miskayemes. The yiras chetoi. Ein chochmosei miskayemes. Here, according to the way the Gemara is saying it here, it doesn't have the Chochmah. It can't get to the Chochmah. It doesn't have the outer keys. Oh, but the Gemara carries on. Machriz Rubyanai. Rubyanai made hachroza. Chaval adeles leidarto, vetara leidarto ovid. Chaval on a mensch who doesn't have a chotzer, or doesn't have a dira, and he's making a shar to his dira. The Rashi explains the Gemara, so this Gemara is also brought in Yuma, Dafayim Beis Amud Beis. By us in Shabbos, Rashi doesn't explain, but here in Yuma, Rashi explains Rav Yana. Tara ledarta ovid, so Rashi sha toiro eino elo sha li konis ba li yira shamayim. The Torah is a shah. Kol mi sheyesh lo Torah, Ve'ein ba'yir ha'shamayim, Rabbi Yanai says, he's making a shar, but he doesn't have a chotzer, or he doesn't have a deer. Sha'atoiro eino elo shali konis boili yir ha'shamayim. Lokach tzorech shil takdim loy yir ha'shamayim. He goofed this Rashi in Gesul Shoer Lechoyer. For the Rashi's claw, that the deer, the pnimi, the chotze, which we're trying to get to, is Yir HaShemayim. In Chaval, if a person is making a shah to the deer, but he doesn't have a deer, he doesn't have a chotze, so what are you making a shah for? You can't go anywhere. Lechoyer. Torah is the chitzoini, and the Yir HaShemayim is the pnimi. Rashi says, "Lekach tzorech shetaktim lo Yir HaShemayim." What's the hesper? So, if you understood what we said last week, it's bechal not shver. Hooray! The Mishnah says, "Im ein chochma ein yira, im ein yira ein chochma." In the God's Masbir, so how does it start? We saw the God's Masbir that Soif Maise b'machshava tchila. When a person wants something, the first thing that comes into his head is the final product. So the God Lehedia Yira is the Tachlis. But if he doesn't have the Tachlis in mind when he starts the process, he'll never get there. Chochma is the way to get to the Yira. Im ein Yira, ein Chochma. If he doesn't want to come to Yira, if that isn't his haschola, and the Pasuk says the Hedya, Reishis Chochma Yira Sashem, Das Cholam Chochma is Yira Sashem. He has to have the rotzen to get to Yira. And then he can get to the Chochma. That's Rashi here. Sorry, shetaktim lo Yir HaShemayim. Abi Yir HaShemayim is the tachlis. Enochanami, Yir HaShemayim is the dira. Im ein chochma, ein yira, the hechatimtza to get to yira, the derech, the emtsoi, to bring us to Yir HaShemayim, is chochma satoira. Im ein yira, ein chochma, if you don't want yira, then the chochma is useless. Not going to get you anywhere. The person doesn't have Torah. Ein Yira, he can't get Yira. So mitzad echad, Yira, that's the first memory here, is the mafteichas achitzoinius. And Torah is the mafteich apnimi. But when Chazal give a moshul, the Chazal are medayek very much in their Mishalim. Torah is also a mafteach. A mafteach is to open up to somewhere else. Moshe legizba. A mention meant to be a gizba. There's a treasure house. And Torah is a mafteach to get to the inside. But you also need Yira. It's the mafteach achitzoini. On the one hand, a person has to want to come to Yira. That's the mafteach achitzoini. That's going to open up his Torah. The Torah is a mafteach to get to the pnimius. That's what Rabbi Yanai says. The Torah is a shah. It's a shah to go deeper, to go into the chotzer. But the chotz is Yir HaShemayim. So, Rashi, Shatoiro, Eino Elo Shali, Koneis Boli Yir HaShemayim. Lokach Tzorech, Shintakdim Lo Yir HaShemayim. This Mamish the Gon. The words of the Gon. Rashi was Kodmeloi. Lokach Tzorech, Shintakdim Lo Yir HaShemayim. What's the Takdim? You told me Yira is the Dira. You have to want to come to that, to the Tachlis. Back to the Gemara in Shabbos. Omer Reb Yehuda loy bara kodesh baruch hu es olamai elo kedei sheyiru milefonov. The whole tachlis of the bria, when Chazal say loy elo, loy bara kodesh baruch hu es olamai elo, that means there is no other purpose. Doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara es olamai kedei sheyiru milefonov. Who would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boreh Olamai Kedei Sheyiru Milefonav? Because the Ik is Yiru, but there's other things as well. But when Chazal say, Loi Boreh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olamai Elo Kedei Sheyiru Milefonav, that means the only Tachlis in the Bria is Kedei Sheyiru Milefonav. Shneema Vo Elokim Osa Sheyiru Milefonav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything Sheyiru Milefonav. The ganze tachlis of the bria is Sheyiru Milefonav. The Maizah, this needs to be, we have to understand this. Say the year is the previous, Torah is the Shah. But what's the pshat? The ganze bria is Sheyiru Milefonav. What's the Hezbah Dvorim? The Rebbe Yisrael made a ganze bria sheyiru milefonav. And we have other statements like that, which are a bit different. The end of Ovis, Perek Shishi of Ovis, a brisa. The last brisa is, Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu ba'ilamai loy bra'ai ela lichvoidai. Shneema kol anikra bishmi v'lichvoidi barasim yitzartiv af hasisiv. Here you tell me loy bara kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu ba'ilamai loy bra'ai ela lichvoidai. In the ganze bria is only lichvoidai. Wait, the Gemara here says the ganze bria is here on the phone. So pshat, so machloikus. Everybody knows the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim says, Loi bara kodesh baruch es ha'adam, Ela sheyisanik mimen. V'yehena misiv shchinosoi. Lisanek al Hashem, v'lehonos misiv shchinosoi. So we're third shita. The only tachlis of the bria is the Adam should be misanek al Hashem. And that lichoira, we can understand a bit more. Because we know, in Svarim is mevura, the Kiviyachol, the Rebbein Shalom, when he created the Bria, was Mimidas Chazdo Yisparach, he wants to give Schar. And the Schar is that level of Dveikus Bashem, Lisaneg Al Hashem, V'leihonus Misiv Shchinosoi. The Mesilas Yesharim there says that that is the Tanug Amiti, that is the greatest pleasure and the greatest pleasure which could possibly exist. The Rebbein Shalom's chesed, he wants to us to be in a state of absolute oineg and idun. That's the tachlis of the bria. But in the Gemara in Shabbos says no. Lebroi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soilamei Ela Sheyiru Milefonav. And the Tanei Lover says Lichvoidoi. Teretz is. Mesilas Yesharim continues there. But what is the Emtzai? How do we get to that matzav of Lisanig al Hashem v'leonis misiv shchinosoi? So the Mesilas Yesharim How do you get there? Sheyishtadel lidovik boy, b'koyach maisim shetoldosim zeho inyan, v'heim heim ha-mitzvus. How do you get to this gewaltige schar? How do you earn the schar? And hooray, we have to earn the schar. How do you earn this schar of oinig? So you could think that the schar of Olam Haba, the tachlis of the bria, is like schar that we understand in Olam Hazeh. A person, say, works, does a certain job, whatever it is, say, he's a lawyer, accountant, doctor, whatever it is, and what's his schar? He gets paid, he gets money. There's no direct kesher between what he's doing and the money that he gets. Different societies have different systems that different people earn different amounts of money for different jobs. Oh, but he's not producing the money. His job is not to make the money. His job is to be a doctor. His job is to be an accountant. He's Be'etzem working in the mint to make the money, to print the money. He's doing something, and then he gets something else. You have sometimes situations where yeshivas give a prize for people who do whatever they do. You know, you learn kach hours, so they give svarim. You didn't print the sefer. You're learning, and you got a sefer. I don't know if nowadays they still have it, but when I was a kid, they used to have amusement parks. They used to have certain challenges, and throw a hoop and try and get it on a particular peg. And if you got it on the right peg, you got a goldfish. Sure, there's no kesher between bats and what you're doing, but the prize is a goldfish. Sure. And many people think that that's bats, what life's all about. You come to this world, you do Torah mitzvahs, you clock up points, and then you come to Olam Haba, the Rebbeinu makes a cheshbon, pluses and minuses, and your scorecard is a goldfish. Or it's like more than a goldfish. It's not true. Dr. Misilas Yesharim, the Be'etzem, the way we get Lisanig al Hashem v'lehonis misiv shchinosoi, is to produce that ourselves. Sheyishtadel lidovek boy. In this world, we have to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to come to that bechina of dveikus b'Hashem to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mashgiach, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Livracha, was medayik in the words of the Mesilas Yesharim. He says, the beginning, L'nivra Adam ele lisanig al Hashem, le'onim ziv shechinosei. Shezeo atanu g'amiti, v'hidu nagol mikol ho'idunim sheyecholim limotzei. He says, "Umokoyim ha'idun hazeh be'emes hu olam haba." Umokoyim ha'idun hazeh be'emes hu olam haba. So the Mashgiach asked, "He told me two things: Tanug and Idun. This aneg lehanos sheu ha'tanug ha'amiti v'idun agonu." And then you tell me that the mokoyim ha'idun hazeh Ba'emes is Olam Haba. What is the Mokim HaTanuk? What happened to the Tanuk? And what does it mean, the Mokim HaIdun HaZeh? Ba'emes is Olam Haba. Mashma, the Bemidas Ma, it's also somewhere else. The absolute Idun is Olam Haba. The Mashgiach Zogt. That Oinig with Hashem, is even in Olam HaZeh. V'nismach v'divrei serosecha. Torah is a matzav of oineg al Hashem. And Nefesh HaChaim says, In Shabbos, Tfile is lihisanig al Hashem b'teves ha-tfile. Shabbos is oinig Shabbos. Oinig lihisanig al Hashem is even shaykh in oilam hazeh. And b'midas mar a reyach or a koiras ruach of the Idun Agonu is shaykh in this world. Mokamo Idun hazeh be'emis. The emis pure ruchniyestike Idun without any mechitza gashmis, that's oilam habo. Aba bechina of the oinig is even here. Is our tachlis here? Is lidovik boy? Nishtade lidovik boy? To come close to Hashem, to connect with Hashem, is even a bechinas oineg, for which we're created. We create our own matzav of Olam Haba. It's not that the schar of Olam Haba is completely different and not connected with what we're doing. Pum fakert. In the silly world we live in, there's a bit of an expression which Lanier's night is nivulpeh. And that is, they talk about certain gvirim, he's a self-made man. It's gvirim mamish. Koichi ve'otzim yodi osoli isachaya lazeh. He's a self-made man. Liya kesev liya zov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Ashiris is biyad Hashem. Mistome, the people who walk around talking about self-made men, never daven all of Psuki de Zimra. They don't realize what Psuki de Zimra says. U'biyadcha, v'oyshev ha-kovoid, is lecho Hashem. Oyshe is biyad Hashem. Abi in olam haba, there a mensch is a self-made man. The ganze olam haba, the ganze lisanig al Hashem, b'lehonis miziv shchinosoi, the idun agonu, that matzav of dveikus b'Hashem yisbarach of olam haba, is what we are doing here. Shishtada lidovik boy in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh has the limitations of the physicality of Olam Hazeh, so that Dveikus is limited. But the Etzim Dveikus which we have with Hashem Yisbarach here, when we get to Olam Haba, comes through in its full koyach. But that's what the Mishnah says in Ovis, Scha Mitzvah Mitzvah. Scha mitzvah mitzvah is like in the amusement park where if you get on the another hook, so you didn't get the goldfish, but you get another go. You get another free go. It's a big deal. And then you get a nochamon, you get another free go. Well, when do I ever get the goldfish? Teretz says, mitzvah, the mitzvah, the kedusha, the mitzvah, the dveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach that there is in the mitzvah, that is Olam Haba, that's the schar of Olam Haba. Uvechein, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Olam Hazeh, today that we should work hard and make our Olam Haba here in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world which is Malei Kvoidoi. You got Kvoid, Kvoid Hashem means a Gilui of Hashem. You can find Hashem in this world. When He creates the Adam, Kedei Lisaneg al Hashem, and puts him in Olam Hazeh, if Olam Hazeh would be a Mokum which you cannot be Dovek Lashem, you can't find Hashem, will defeat the whole purpose. Pum fakert. Kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu ba'ilamai. Eina ele lichvoidai.
Everything there is in this world, when you use it properly, when you understand it properly, is lichvoidoi, can be used to get kvoid shamayim, to be dovik lashem, to get to that state of lisadig al Hashem. And that's what our Gemara is saying here. What is Yira? What do you mean by Yira? Says, Alekim Asa Sheyiru Milafana. Doesn't say Sheyiru Mimenu. Yiru Mimenu, the Malbim says, is Yira Sa'inish. That's the lowest level of Yira. That's the Aschol of Yira. Aba Yira Milafanov. Isn't he frightened of him? Yira Milafanov is that the mensch is Oimed Lifnei Hashem. It's what the Svarim called Yira Saroimim is. It's what we would call in English awe. It's the awareness of Hashem Yisbarach that a person comes to that Dveikus B'Hashem Yisbarach and the litmus test to know, is it real? Is he fooling himself? He thinks he's Oimed L'Hashem, Neged Hashem. He thinks he's in a matzah of Dveikus B'Hashem. Is he really? Take a moshul and a mensch goes to a gadol. Goes to a gadol ador. How does he feel in his presence? He's not entirely comfortable. Why? Because in the presence of such an Adam Gadol. The more he appreciates the Adam Gadol, the more he's in awe. He wants to stay there. He's not running away. He's not scared. He's in awe. The Eibishter created the world, Lisanek. Lidovik boy, lichvoidoi. Hainu sheyiru milafonov. That we can get to a matzav of feeling Hakadosh Baruch Hu's presence. That we're in front of Hashem Yisbarach. We're dovik Hashem Yisbarach. Sheyiru milafonov. Loibar Hakadosh Baruch Hu esaylamay ela kedei sheyiru milafonov. As the ganze tachlis of the Bria, of this world. Because that is the schar. That's the eretimsa to get the schar, the emtsoi to get the schar. Sheyiru milafona. Where the Gemara says, Vaita, Omer Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Loza, Ein leila kodesh baruch hu bay lomoy, Ela yira shamayim bilvad. Where will he find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in the Olam, in his Olam? Yir HaShamayim. He's the ganze tachlis from the Briyas, Yir HaShamayim. We mentioned last week, the Zoya HaKadosh. You asked the question, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a Rosh Hashanah every year? Why does he have to set up this Maaseh, with a court, with the Mekatrigim, with the Militzi Yosher, the Kodesh Baruch Hu weighs up every year on Rosh Hashanah, Maaseh Adam, and his Koveya, Maaseh Adam. Right, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what does he need the sun to tell him what we did? And he needs the defense, the Sanigorim to tell him the Maaseh that we did. The Kodesh Baruch Hu needs one day a year. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach Alei Lomai. 365 days a year. 24 hours a day. Bli Shum Efsik. The Baruch Hu knows everything. So what's the Rosh Hashanah for? Zog Tezai HaKadosh. This pasuk. V'elokim asa sheyiru milafonov. Me'er also says the Zoya Kodesh, also Rosh Hashanah. The Gads, the Tachlis, for the Bria,
is for Adam lisadeg al Hashem. And the derech to come lisadeg al Hashem is she started in Dovig by the Hainu that he should get becoming a matzav of Yira she Yiru milafonov. Is the Eibishter on the anniversary, the day when he creates the Adam, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Shishi of the Bria. The world was created, Chazal tell us, on Chof Hei Elul. The Yom Shishi of the Bria, Bria's HaAdam, was Aleph Tishri. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes again, the anniversary of Bria's HaAdam, so the Eibishter decides, well, was it Kedai? Shall I give Adam and all the Adams here another year of existence? The Eibishter wants us to come to Yira. That's the tachlis of his Bria. He gives us Meridikas Yata Dishmaya. He doesn't say, okay, I will decide these things in a way that Adam will never discover, will never find out how. Whatever it is and however it is, it's near Lambi Menu, the Rabbeinu Shalom's decision. No, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, I'm going to be misnaig in the following way. I'm going to be megale to them that one day a year is when I'm going to be Yoshev Bedin. Why? Because I want them to help. I want to help them to come to Yira. I want them to appreciate the Yira Shemaim. I want them to appreciate that they're totally completely on me. To help them to come to Yira Shemaim and Davka on the day when Adam was created, where the Tachlis is Sheyiru Milafanov. The Rebbeinu Shalom every year makes a Rosh Hashanah Sheyiru Lefanov. Ein Leila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilom Ele Yira Shemaim Bilvat. Gewaldig, if we understand what we're saying, this tkufa, we're going to a Rosh Hashanah, the ganze yisod of the Bria, fashneitzach, it's the yisod of the Bria, Rosh Hashanah, the yisod of the Bria. Oh, but look at the siyata dishmaya, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed godel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, the Bria is bechazdo yisbarach. Today that we can come to Lisanik al Hashem, v'lehonis v'ziv shchidosai. And on the day of the Bria, the anniversary of Bria Sahadam, the Rebbeinu Shem gives a massive siyata dishmaya, a Rosh Hashanah yom adin, k'day sheyiru milafonov. K'day that we can be on that day, come to the tachlis for which we were created. Oh, but how does all this stem with the beginning of the Gemara? Alright, the beginning of the Gemara says that Yira Shamayim is the Oitzer of Torah. And we've just worked out from the Hemshech of the Gemara that Torah is the Ganze Iker. The Yira is the Ganze Iker. If Yira Shamayim is the Ganze Iker, the Oitzer can't be the Iker. If a person makes an oitzer without any putting anything in, well, he has nothing. Nevshachai is madgish then. He's got a gewaltig oitzer, he's got nothing inside. It's worthless. But here is mashma, it's not the oitzer. It's the darter. It's the ikir. Torah is the oitzer, if you like. Torah is the shah. Torah is the mafteiches. What's the hezbah advari? Ein loy la kodesh baruch hu, boi lamoi, elo, another, ein loy elo, ein elo, only, ein loy la kodesh baruch hu, boi lamoi, elo, yira shamay bilvat. Obein brachas tav ches. Omer emchir bar ami, mishmei de'ule, miyoyim shechora beis amigdosh, ein loila kodesh baruch hu bai lamai, ela arba ame shel alocha bilvat. Hayitachin, make up your mind. Ein loy ela, Yira Shemaim. Eloi Elo. Toir. Daladam Mishel Halacha. Eloi Elo. Elo Bais Machloikis. Kinzai. But the Pasha is not a Machloikis Bichol. The Gemara finishes here. The sugya brings noch a pasuk. Uchsiv vayoyim el adam hein yiras Hashem hi chochma. Shekein beloshen yevoni korin leachas hein. Hein is achas. So enoch anami, the Gemara is the bio here is slightly different. But when you say Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chochmeh, Be'etzim, you're saying that Yiras Hashem and Chochmeh is one. The Chazdish in Emunah Bitochem, Per Gimel, Ois Chof Dalet, Zokte, Ve'ein Chochem Betoira, Rak achrei his mazgus shel iyun aseichel v'tam yirashet. A person can only be a chochem in Torah when he's fused together the iyun aseichel, the havonas haTorah ba'oimek ube'iyun, together with yirashet. Kois hamozug mishnei eile hu minos chelko shel haTalmid chochem. This cup of yayin mozuk, mezige is you take wine and you take water and you mix them together and it becomes one drink. The Talmid Chochem is memazeg together Chochmas HaTorah and Yirah Shamayim. Hu b'nos chelko shel haTalmid Chochem kol hayomim, v'ze yayin nischoy netzach. Omnom, zokte, haTorah v'yira k'choyme v'tzura. Torah and yira are like the relationship of the material with the form, the choyme with the tzura. The marshal, this shtender, the choyme of the shtender is wood, but the tzura of the shtender, you have a lump of wood, but you haven't got a shtender. Then you shape it into the tzura of the shtender. If you just had the tzura, you can have in your mind the shape of the shtender, but you haven't got any wood, so you don't have a shtender. And if you have a lump of wood, you have the choyme without the tzura, but you haven't got a shtender. Is choyme and tzura always go together? Torah of the year is choyme and tzura. Hamahavin yachad is animso. They together make the what exists. The kol shelo kana shleimus hayira, af shesich lo echad umetzuchtzach betoldosoi lo yizke le Torah shleim. Even if he's a big balkishan, what people call a labdan, but he's not zoicha to Torah. That's not a Torah shleim. Al zeh neema zokter. Reishis chochme yiras Hashem. Shayira hi oimek haleiv lahavchim bimesikus ziva chochme uneimes atvuna. Ubechol iun shel sugis alocha mishtatefis ayira lismazig imadas vatvuna. With the limud atoiras, they go together with the yira. And they put together and become one Metzius. But Omru be Yivomis, Doctor. Yivomis daf kuftes. Ha'oime ein li elo toira. Af toira ein loy. Shenema v'limadetem v'asisem. Kol she yesh le basia, yesh le bilimido. Kol she ein le basia, ein le bilimido. Toira without yira. Sishkin toira.
Yiras Hashem is the Oitzah of Torah. But it's not just the Oitzah Chitzoini. It's like the Moshul, the Adam, Heloli Kur Chitin. Indeed, you were you ma'arev together with it, the Kav Chumtin. The Oitzah is a Dabba Chitzoini, in which you put the Chitin. But the preservative of Torah is not a Dabba Chitzoini. The preservative Torah has to be mixed in. You have to put the preservative together with the Chitin. The Yira, says the Chaznish, is mismasek with the Torah. But it's in the two sides of the same coin. And I'll explain to you why, on a very poshut level. If a person wants to know a Godel by Torah, we live in such a chitzoni world, it's no yu'umen. When people go to Gedolim today, that's what people do today. What do? They go for a brocha, and they make sure to get a picture, and then they hang the picture on the wall. Ah! Everybody comes, and he sees Reb Chaim giving his hand. They don't take a video, because the video is 1 second, the bua, and then you're out the door. And then the next guy, the next guy, the next guy, the next guy. Reb Chaim is no yomim. I see that picture. Ah! Tell me the Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Kurban. Everybody remembers a few years ago when they discovered this video of the Chofetz Chaim. And everybody was going to be sugar. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? I asked all the people who came with sugar, so tell me, now you understood the Mishnah Berurah better? Well, you chapped what he's saying in the Chofetz Chaim? Better? You didn't understand it before you saw this picture? Or was the pshat, you really didn't believe there was a Chofetz Chaim in the world? Some printer printed all those svarim and put them in the Batei Medrash. Yes, Oimim, that scary picture which they have on all the things is not the Chofetz Chaim. No, could be that's what they did. It's poshut if you've seen pictures of the Rishonim. There's a picture of the Rambam, famous picture of the Rambam. But he doesn't have payers. Who was sitting there by the Rambam painting his picture, and then the same guy went off to Rashi a few hundred years before, and then went to the Riv 100 years before, and it's all the same. They all look the same artist, right? Is that called knowing a Godel? How do you know a Godel? If you know his Torah, if you know his Hanhogas. The more you know the Torah of the Godel, the more you know of his Hanhogas. You know, the more you know of his Hakpadas. What he was Makpid, what he was Machmir, how he was Makil, what he held about this, and what he said about that. That's how you know the God. The picture doesn't help you. Today, when you go into a Torah Dikah house, the minigis, they got pictures of Gedolim. You look at the pictures, he's a Zah mensch. You see exactly which Gedolim he is. He's a Zah. Which godly holds of? It's like political statement, right? And that means he knows anything from the godl. Pictures of people have pictures of Rabbi Yoshev. So how often did you actually meet Rabbi Yoshev? Well, actually, I never saw him. And Rav Shach, and the Stipler, Vuchule. Or this Rebbe, that Rebbe. Or this Mekubel, that Mekubel.
How do we get to a matzav of feeling the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Yira in Svarim Shtei is Oisius Re'iya. Kiviyachal can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not physical. There's no pictures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we get to a matzav of Yiras Hashem? When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Kabbalat Kahal? When does he accept the Olam? Gives out brachas. You know when? 24/7. Open a sefer, Teirosa Yisbarach Shemai, and start learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hakpadis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ritzoynos. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu think of this musig we have in this world of Shmira? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold of the obligations of a Shoy Mechinam as opposed to a Shoy Mesacha? What are we learning? We're learning what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks about these situations. And all the Gemara we're learning is all about is the Chochmah of Hashem Yisbarach. Goyim made up their ideas what people, different obligations of people and what their chayav and potter and v'chulem. Oba mishpatim balidon, they're mishpatim and nourish. What's the mishpat emes? Zakadosh Baruch Hu's mishpatim. So the same situations which you, in Noshim Nezikin, which you know about in the world, and you sit and you learn, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu think about this? And in this and this situation, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ritzoynus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ideas and his gale to us through the Chachmei HaMesoira, through the Chachmei HaMishnah, the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the Rishonim, the Heilige Achronim. That's getting to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we learn Chochmah, if we learn Chochmah with the Hakdama of Yira, if this is what we want from our Chochmah, the more we get to Yira. Ein loyla HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ilamai ela dalad amas shel halacha bilvad. That's where the Shechina is. There was a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Where's the Shechina today? Where can you get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Daladamas shel halacha bilvad. And the other side of the same coin, and you're saying the same thing. Eloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamai. Eloi Yira Shamayim bilvad. Because it's Hainu Hach. Those of the Chazanish. Chochmah and Yira are misbasic and go together. Well, it's Ked Zayin. Already we said, we're in a gewaltige Tkufa. A Tkufa where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help us get to the whole Tachlis. As we said last week, the Shana of Yeshivas starts with the Tachlis, so that we should get to the whole Tachlis the whole year. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Sheyiru Milefonov, Seres Yimei Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim, is all about Sheyiru Milefonov. The Mishnah says, why doesn't Klal Yisrael say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Malachi Asharis have a taina. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefonai, V'Yisrael Oimrim Halel. So the Rambam, look at the Pirush HaMishnayos, Miridikul Lashonos, these days are days of Yira, of Avoida, of Mivrach, and Lomus Vimenu Mivrach Eilov, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, the pachad of the matzav, and on the other hand, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
This whole tkufa is to help us come to the whole ikka, what we came to this world for. Ultimately, lisanig al Hashem v'lehonis miziv shchinosei. And that's what we daven for. L'david oiri. V'zois ani v'teach. Pachad. There's the oivim, the tsarim, the mekatrigim, say Chazal. The yemei adin. Pachad. Say, we're not scared. Why? Because ach ashalti beis Hashem oisa avakesh. I want, my whole life is about the whole ikka for what I'm created. Yes, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to be mekayim, the whole tachlis for which you created me. Shivti beveis Hashem, kol yomei chayai, lachzois benoyam Hashem. V'levakim echoloi, to come to that lisaneg al Hashem, lachzois benoyam Hashem. How am I going to get lachzois benoyam Hashem? Shivti beveis Hashem, kol yomei chayai. Shema Hashem kol yekro, v'choneini v'aneini. Cho omalimi, my rotsen pnimi, Rashi. Radak says, lecho means for you. Bishvilcho, ubishlichuscho, my rotsen pnimi, is to come close to Hashem. Levakesh pnei Hashem, bakshuponai. Kilo Hashem is talking within me. Esponech Hashem avakesh. That's what I want. Al taste ponecho mimeni. Don't hide yourself away. Atat ba'af of decha. Ezrosi o yis, al tichedi ba'al tazveni, elokei yishi. How are we going to find the pnei Hashem? Horeini Hashem darkecha, through your Torah that we'll understand darkei Hashem. Unecheini baruch mishon aman shoyroi. Kame el Hashem, the ganzi yisod of the bria. Shayiru milafanov. But how do we get Shayiru lefanov? Hey, Yiras Hashem yi chochme. Chochme, Yira, together. What's going to bring us to Kavi el Hashem. Chazak, bivis chazik. V'ya meitz libech, and he will strengthen you. He'll give you the siyata dishmaya. Kave el Hashem, and you'll come to be mekayim what you wanted. Kave el Hashem, a kav, a straight line, looking to Hashem, mevakesh ponov.